I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes.
Here we go, fellas. Come on, fellas. Let's go.
Director Malcolm Lee has been making films since the age of 12. His first movie for the big screen, The Best Man, met with critical acclaim and huge popularity. He's been called one of Hollywood's most promising new directors. Lee's latest film is Roll Bounce. The story, set in 1978, is about the roller skating phenomenon. But there's a more complex issue in this film that extends past the roller rink. The movie takes a look at the relationship between a single father and his teenage son.
You know, there's a communication gap that's there. The father wants to raise his son and teach him how to be a man and, you know, be responsible and take out the garbage and get a job and all that kind of stuff. And there's a void that's there because the mom has recently passed, and neither the son nor the father are speaking about it.
Lee says it was the era and the backstory that made the film attractive to him.
When I first got the script from the producers, I was immediately taken by the era and the innocence of that era, the dialogue amongst the friends, the guys snapping on each other, the whole innocence of coming of age back in the day when kids could still be kids.
Whoa, heavy metal. I know you don't want to start.
Yeah, you don't want to start.
Because I ain't the one.
He ain't the one.
See, look at you. Your mouth look like a daggone tinfoil factory. That's what it look like.
Well, at least I'm getting my teeth corrected. Look at yours.
What?
You need to stop chewing on them yellow crayons and start scrubbing with some Colgate, yuck mouth.
I've been hearing some critics say, well, this is nothing new. But you know what? For a black audience, it is something new. It's something at least very refreshing to see a different perspective other than, you know, living in the hood and, you know, bullets flying around and, you know, living in mayhem or in despair. I mean, these are just everyday American people that just happen to be black. You want everybody to like your movie, you know, but the reality is everybody's not going to. The people who want to see it are the people that are going to want to see it. And those that may feel like, oh, you know what? That's a black movie. It doesn't have Will Smith. It doesn't have Eddie Murphy in it. But I initially do say, you know, it's a universal story. Most of the movies that I have made are universal. It's just a matter of whether people feel like they can relate to them or go to them.
Does it ever anger you that, just as a filmmaker, as you just suggested there, that much of white America, when searching for a movie for the weekend, will open the page, and if they see the ad for a black film, may believe that there's no connection there. And they say, oh, that's a black movie, and don't even think about often going to see it. Where obviously for us, we just open the page and look for movies.
Yeah, it's frustrating, you know, but it's that's just a symptom of American life. I mean, you know, you look at how the country's put a big magnifying glass on, you know, where we are in this country, you know, just by what happened in with Hurricane Katrina. That's how it is, and you can only just try to do your best work. I can try to help shape, you know, an attitude or a behavior with the film, because film is just a very powerful medium, and it has the power to do that.
And let me ask you before we let you go, Malcolm, the idea of, you know, what's coming up for you. What film would you love to do?
Well, there was a project that I was attached to about a year and a half ago called Rucker, about street basketball. Mm-hmm. That I would love to, you know, revive someday.
Rucker Park in New York.
Exactly. It's a street ball movie, and I'm a basketball head. You know, I played, you know, since I was 7. I've watched since I was 12. You know, all things will come in time, you know, and if it doesn't happen, it just wasn't meant to be.
Well, Malcolm Lee, I'm a big fan, and I'm excited about this movie because it was kind of my coming of age time. You know, I thought I was happening in 78, just graduating from high school. So it should be exciting for those of us who are graying now to look back and think about what was. And I hope that everybody else will, you know, look back and see, as you suggest, not just a good black movie and a good time, but a good time for all and a good movie for all.
They will take a nice trip down memory lane, and, you know, you'll look at how ridiculous some of your clothes used to be and say, well, wow, that was me.
Yeah, that was me, unfortunately. Malcolm Lee, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Come on, who y'all supposed to be? The food stamp crew?
Nah, man. These are the welfare rollers.
Man, I know you ain't talking with them American Bandstand glittery pants on.
Director Malcolm Lee's latest movie, Roll Bounce, opens nationwide today. We'd like to note that 10% of the film's opening weekend proceeds will go towards Hurricane Katrina disaster relief. Hollywood.